This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli participates in various programs during the International Conference on Financing for Development. Leaders say tampering with the bill passed by Parliamentary Committee should not be allowed. Nepal to receive Green Climate Fund grant of Rs. 5 billion to prevent glacial lake outburst floods. And U.S. President says Israel has agreed to conditions for 60-day Gaza ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has participated in various programs during the International Conference on Financing for Development in Spain. His remark came while addressing the UN's 4th International Conference on Financing for Development held in Seville of Spain. The Prime Minister has called for justice, fairness and inclusive reform in the global economic and financial system. Speaking as the chair of the Least Developed Countries, LDCs and in national capacity, Prime Minister Oli highlighted that despite a rise in global GDP, inequality continues to grow. He said that LDCs face mounting challenges including rising debt, low investment, fractured trade and a widening digital divide while official development assistance is declining. The Prime Minister urged full implementation of the Seville commitment to help realign global financing with the 2030 agenda. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli emphasized a collective commitment to improving people's living standards by harnessing the power of science, technology and innovation. Leaders have said tampering with the bill passed by the Parliamentary Committee should not be allowed. Chairman of the CPN Maoist Center Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that a serious conspiracy took place during the passage of the Federal Civil Service Bill. Addressing a meeting of the Central Office Bearers of the Young Communist League YCL Nepal held yesterday at Paris Danda, Chairman Prachanda stressed that the tendency to manipulate and tamper with the bill must not be tolerated. Chairman Dahal warned that past efforts to reverse political achievements are now re-emerging, posing a renewed threat to the progress made so far. Meanwhile, senior Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala has demanded action against those responsible for altering certain provisions in the Civil Service Bill passed by the House of Representatives. Speaking at the launch event of the book Satak Pustak held yesterday, Dr. Koirala expressed concern over the manipulation of a key provision in the bill. Meanwhile, Chairperson of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives, Ramhari Khatiwada, has urged Speaker Devraj Khemiri to investigate alleged tampering with the committee's decision regarding the cooling off period provision in the Federal Civil Service Bill. Issuing a press statement yesterday, Chairperson Khatiwada stated that altering the core intent of the bill when it was presented in Parliament constitutes a serious error and an unforgivable incident. He further requested the National Assembly to amend the bill by reinstating the cooling-off period as originally decided by the committee. Talking to media persons in Singhadharbar premises, Chairperson Khatiwada pleased that he too will face action if he was found guilty of it. The bill passed by the House of Representatives on Sunday had provisioned a 2-year cooling off, avoiding the civil servants to secure constitutional and diplomatic appointments for 2 years after retirement or resignation. 674 monsoon-related disasters have been reported from across the country with 31 casualties and 112 injuries in 1 month of this year's monsoon. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, a total of 87 landslide incidents were recorded during the review period. The estimated physical loss from landslides amounted to 22.01 million rupees. The flood incidents numbered 64, resulting in the deaths of 4 people and injuries to 7 others. As many as 123 families were affected by the floods. Lightning strikes proved to be the deadliest, claiming 82 lives and injuring 20 people. The physical loss from these incidents was estimated at 2.6 million rupees. Nepal is set to receive a grant assistance of around rupees 5 billion to reduce the level of water in four glacial lakes at risk in the country. The 42nd board meeting of the Green Climate Fund GCF held in Port Moresby, the capital of Papua New Guinea yesterday, has approved the project titled Protecting Livelihood and Assets at Risk from Glacial Lake Outburst Floods GLOFS and Climate Change Induced Flooding in Glacial River Basins of Nepal. The project was submitted by UNDP as an accredited body of the fund on behalf of the government of Nepal. The UNDP country representative in Nepal, Kyoko Yokosuka, said the 7-year project will be implemented in partnership with the United Nations Development Programme under the leadership of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Rana Deoba has said embracing digital agriculture and precision technology and supporting climate smart and integrated farming systems through increased investment in agriculture research and advisory services are the government's priority. Participating as a panelist in the roundtable on four betters for innovation and agri-food system transformation held at the sidelines of the 44th session of the General Conference of Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in Rome, Italy. Yesterday, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana said Nepal has adopted various policy and institutional measures in agricultural reform. Foreign Minister Rana also held a meeting with Director General of FAO Dr. Qiu Dongyu at the FAO headquarters and discussed the partnership between Nepal and FAO for agriculture development, ensuring food security and forest development and other related matters. Nepal has been an active and committed member of FAO ever since it joined the organization in 1951. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sharat Singh Bhandari has said those involved in foreign employment fraud by using legal loopholes would be brought to book. Speaking at a program organized by the Safe Migration Summit program in Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Bhandari shared that there are 36,000 cases of fraud at the Department of Foreign Employment and the ministry is planning to amend the constitution to settle such cases and take action against those involved in cheating. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has stated that the process to purchase an aircraft for Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, has been expedited with priority. Responding to the concerns raised by the National Assembly NA members in yesterday's meeting, Minister Pandey shared that management reforms of the NAC are being forwarded with top priority for the transformation of the NAC while making it a competitive and professional organization. Likewise, Minister Pandey shared the government plan to upgrade different airports and finalize the construction and operation modality of the proposed Nizgarh International Airport. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Israel has agreed to the necessary conditions to finalize a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. The BBC has quoted U.S. President Trump's post on Truth Social as saying that during the proposed deal, everyone will work with all parties to end the war without detailing what the conditions are. Trump has written that the Qataris and Egyptians, who have worked very hard to help bring peace, will deliver this final proposal and hopes that Hamas will take the deal. Israel launched a military campaign in Gaza after Hamas' 7th October 2023 attack on Israel, in which around 1,200 people were killed. According to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry, at least 56,647 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at several places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces and at a few places of Madhes province today. Likewise, heavy rainfall is also likely to occur in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli participates in various programs during the International Conference on Financing for Development. Leaders say tampering with the bill passed by parliamentary committees should not be allowed. Nepal to receive Green Climate Fund grant of Rs. 5 billion to prevent glacial lake outburst floods. And US President says Israel has agreed to conditions for 60-day Gaza ceasefire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.